Hello, everybody. My name is Long Jun Luo. Thank you very much for coming to hear this talk. Today, I'm going to talk about our practice in seamless kernel update. You can visit our project from this link. The project name is Nüwa. This is the name of a female god in Chinese mythology. And just to introduce myself a little more, you can call me Luo. I am a software engineer from Huawei and the OpenOLA community. My work mainly involves live patch and seamless kernel update. But to be clear, I am not the one who is the most familiar with this project in my team. However, my teammates think that communities need more young blood. So I really appreciate their trust in allowing me to present our work. And it is my pleasure to give this brief presentation to you. Okay, this talk will be divided into 5 parts. Firstly, I'm going to make an introduction about seamless kernel update, during which time I will compile it with existing kernel update systems in order to illustrate its advantages and problems. Then, I will talk a little about some of the concrete steps we have taken to accelerate the whole process so that key applications and services will not be interrupted. Apart from time, support for kernel modules is also a significant problem. So I plan to dive into how we go about saving and restoring various devices' status. Finally, I will present to you our next development plan. As we all know, the kernel is becoming increasingly complex. For example, even long before 2022, back in 2015, the Linux kernel was updated with 7.71 patches every hour, and was given 10,000 patches for each version. However, many users today are becoming reluctant to apply these changes, as this forces them to reboot their systems, which creates unacceptable downtimes for their applications. Live patch is an elegant solution, but unfortunately, it can only work partly in addressing these bugs, and it requires significant programming effort in order to apply changes to the system. For live migration, it does not support patch zoo devices.